Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. We all want the secret to how to age gracefully. And there is one word that we need to be aware of, which we're going to be discussing today, and that is inflammation. Did you know that inflammation, such as arthritis, autoimmune diseases, and everything else that causes inflammation, causes us to age much faster? And the biological aging process is affected. And anyone consuming alcohol or some kinds of foods that cause inflammation are really affected by this. We have today our guest, Neil Cannon, and he's here to talk about how reducing inflammation is the building block to drastically improving all aspects of our overall health. Neil, welcome to the show. And we're so excited to have you on to talk about how we can age more gracefully and understand what the aging process is all about.
Thank you, Erica. Great to be on your show. Thank you.
Yeah. So, you know, you have this thing called the Vitality Secret. I've talked to you about this. It's a secret because not a lot of people are talking about inflammation and how it does affect us in terms of aging. So could you shed a little light on this?
Yes. So this is a book I've written, which is all about chronic inflammation, which is your body's response effectively to a consistent intake of toxins, which your body perceives as an attack on it. So your immune system perceives it as an attack. And when this is done consistently, it becomes chronic. And this is something that happens underneath the surface, really not shown. You can't see that it's happened. And often some of the first signs of it are something really severe, like a stroke or a heart attack. What I didn't really know until recently, when I really started researching this, is that there are a number of conditions which are inflammatory conditions, such as asthma, eczema, and irritable bowel syndrome, etc. Those kind of conditions, and they all start with inflammation, and typically we're given some kind of medication to kind of cover up symptoms. I used to be an eczema sufferer, for example. Most of my life, I'd be given these steroid creams and really kind of harmful multiplying ointments, which really aren't very good for your skin, without really addressing where it's coming from in the first place. So there's ways that you can actually reduce this inflammation by just clean eating, plenty of vegetable juicing, taking out the toxins, just eating as nature intended, really, which is, and you know, some of what we eat, we don't realize just how harmful it is, because a lot of it, in about 90% of the supermarkets, like most of it, most processed and packaged goods contain these toxins, which we really shouldn't be consuming yet because of mass, huge mega-billion-dollar food corporations and advertising budgets, which are sky-high. We get conditioned healthy, they're all healthy. Like, go down the breakfast aisle, and most of those cereals really aren't very good for us because they'll have trans fats in them and added sugar, and sugar's quite a culprit itself.
Sugar causes inflammation, as you said, and also some of these products that contain a lot of, you know, GMOs and that's genetically modified organisms, just so people that don't know. And also, I think we don't really realize how we can reduce it, by obviously, like you said, adding more fruits and vegetables to our diets and healthy things. But what else can we do to understand how aging correlates with this and ways in which, like you said, to get to the underbelly of the layer underneath of what is causing the eczema, what is causing, you know, these conditions? How does somebody go about figuring out what the source is?
There are tests that you can do right now. You can request them from your doctor to see whether you have these inflammatory markers. One is C-reactive protein. The other one's TNF-alpha. There's a couple of others as well, but it's really worth seeing a specialist. Because once you see that you've got this, you can then go, hang on, something's not working. I need to make some changes. Something in my diet's not right. I probably need to move more. Although you can be quite active and still have inflammation, but it's just worth getting these tests to see where you are so you can then make changes.
Like it sounds like it. So tell me a little bit about your book and how you became interested. What inspired you to really spread this word about aging gracefully and learning how to be, you know, learning how to be aware of inflammation and the things that cause that?
My father got it. He was diagnosed with it quite a few years ago, and none of his doctors really offered him the advice that I believe should have been offered. And that really inspired me to kind of research it. But he went, he had chronic inflammation, high blood pressure, and then he had a stroke, very minor, thankfully, and still around. But these, in my opinion, and with lots of experts, this didn't have to happen. It's pretty much a textbook situation, but it doesn't need to happen. When you kind of look after what you're eating and moving and strengthening your body, you know, very regularly, it's so important to keep active and strength train, you know, everything, all our muscles and bones and organs, et cetera, our musculoskeletal system, et cetera, it weakens if we don't work it. Whatever we don't strengthen, weakens. You know, recently heard the quote, our muscles grow or they shrink, there's nothing in between. So if you don't, if you don't work it, you're going to get weaker, and you're going to get weak still if you consistently take in these toxins, which many of us think are actually a fine sweet because they look healthy. So it's a lot of, you know, the conventional diet, conventional Western diet, for example, or a conventional American diet, it looks like some of it is healthy. You know, a standard breakfast cereal with milk and then a sandwich for lunch with a slice of lettuce in it and some tuna. Then in the evening you have some kind of protein, some kind of protein with, I don't know, 2/3 of the plate covered in pasta or potato, and then like a token cooked vegetable, thinking that, oh, I've got my nutrients, I've got my micronutrients from that one bit of token vegetable. That's often regarded as a healthy diet, where you're completely undernourished. I'm a bit of a documentary geek, and one of the biggest takeaways I've had is we're stuffing our faces, but depriving ourselves of key micronutrients. So we need tons and tons of micronutrients every day. They're from plant-based food. This is why vegetable juicing is so amazing. It's like a mega dosage of micronutrients into your diet every single day. In fact, one of the most effective treatments for cancer. So the Gerson Institute does vegetable juicing all day long. It's just colon cleansing. And it's all about strengthening the immune system.
And that's thank you for saying that, because vegetable juicing, we've had some experts on recently, and that keeps being the theme, is that it just shocks the system full of so many great vitamins and minerals, and really helps with literally stabilizing your blood, everything, and obviously prevention of cancer and any diseases. So I appreciate it, and I find it so, you know, it's comical that you're right, that, you know, a piece of lettuce or one tomato in a sandwich is really what most people get in their daily diet, or at least some people think that that's healthy. So I appreciate you shedding light to that. And so really, I think your message is to really be mindful of the food that we're eating. And that is something easily that can change and shift all the inflammation in your body.
100%. That together with exercise, sleep, de-stress, etc. So much we can do naturally. All goes back to clean eating and moving your body and strengthening it and getting enough sleep.
And and the sleep part is, I think, really important. Thank you for bringing that up. How many hours do you tell your clients to sleep a night?
Typically 8. But I guess we've all heard it 8. It varies from person to person, but when you start to go less than the requirement, start to stuff that you can't think clearly, you don't, you know, you get stress hormone, cortisol comes out, that's a trigger for inflammation, and work against testosterone, and, you know, unbalanced hormones, so all sorts of things don't happen as they should do if you don't have enough sleep. Conversely, you have lots your hormones.
Well, thank you so much. Please tell our audience where they could find you.
Thank you so much. MojoMultiplier.com/vitality. You can get the first 2 chapters of Vitality.
Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you for providing that for our guests. And we're so grateful to have you on to discuss the Vitality Secret and inform everybody how inflammation is affecting us. I really appreciate it, and hope that everybody understands that these tips are really just at our fingertips, and we can all change those habits today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for listening, and stay well.